So today we're going to try something new. I've spent quite a bit of time listening and analyzing your strong sexual urges that are considered to be a bit depraved to most people. But in a moment, I am going to use hypnotherapy to help you confront your inner sexual struggles and help you deal with them in a healthy and healing way. Sound good? Excellent. Now just lie back, and all you need to worry about right now is my voice. That's it. Close your eyes now and just focus on the things you can perceive inside. Take a deep breath in, feeling your lungs completely. Hold that. And then let it out slowly. That's right. Take another slow, deep breath in. Hold it. And this time, as you let it out slowly, imagine that all the muscles in your head relax, smooth out as you exhale. Let your jaw go slack, your ears and scalp get loose, your brows and forehead relaxing. Excellent. Breathe in again, nice and deep. Hold it. And as you exhale, send that relaxed feeling down into your neck. Send that relaxed feeling down into your neck, down into your shoulders and chest. Feel your shoulders dropping down with you. Your arms becoming heavy and loose at your sides. Your chest feeling heavy and warm. That's right, just like that. With another breath in and out, send that feeling down into your lower arms and hands, down into your stomach and hips, and notice how you settle even more comfortably into the couch. If your arms want to flop, it's fine to let them flop. Some people notice a little tingling in the palms or fingers because of the capillary action as they let go of tension, and that's just fine. What you feel as you go into trance is just fine. Take another breath, and as you exhale, send that warm, relaxed feeling down through your pelvis, your bottom, down into your legs. Notice how your legs become heavier, your lower back settles down more. Your bottom is able to loosen up because you're fully supported by the couch. And notice what else you can notice about how very good this is feeling for you. And with the next breath, in and out, push that wonderful feeling down through your knees, your calves, your ankles, your feet. Notice how it feels as your calves release that tension they usually hold on to. As your ankles loosen up and let your feet dangle. Maybe you'll notice a few tingles in your feet or toes as they follow your instructions and relax. You're doing splendidly. Now take one final deep breath. And as you let this one out, just send another instruction to your entire body, head to toe, to just let go of the tension, of tightness, and feel the different parts of your body follow that instruction. Relax. Release and rest, just like that. You're doing so very well, and I'm going to take you deeper now that you are in trance, deeper down, so deep that you are going to become a young boy again. First, I want you to imagine yourself around 18 to 20 years old. Such an exciting time, I'm sure. Feeling like a man, a young adult. You had the world at your fingertips, full of energy and excitement. Really picture yourself at this age, youthful and naive. I bet you can see yourself as a young man right now. Really soak that youthful energy into yourself right now. Become younger. Embody that carefree energy, testosterone and young energy pumping through your veins. And now, picture yourself even younger, say around 15, 16 years old, developing teenager. Filled with innocence, naive, so much younger than you are now. Remember your 15-year-old self. Try and remember how it felt to be a teenager. Maybe you were fascinated with the opposite sex, curious. Eager to become a man. Think about your family at that time. Your sister and parents. And now I'm about to nudge you deeper. The deepest I want you to go today. I'm going to count down to one and then say the word younger. When I say younger, you will become your former 12-year-old self. You will remember what it's like to feel younger, 12 years old. You will almost feel as though you've traveled back in time. You will see yourself a young boy, a preteen. Here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 3, 2, 1, younger. You are now a 12-year-old version of yourself. You are much smaller, very naive and curious. You're such a good boy, aren't you? Eager to please and listen. For the rest of this session, until I say so, you are a 12-year-old version of yourself. And also, for the rest of the session, I am your mother. Since you are hypnotized, and I am speaking to your unconscious mind, we can make anything happen. You are eager to please me, ready for me to take you deeper. And remember, you are always safe with me, especially now that I am your mother. Warm, inviting, motherly energy. And it's just me and you, a 12-year-old boy and his mother. You are mommy's precious, sweet boy, aren't you? You've grown up so fast, but you are always mommy's sweet, precious boy. Now, sweetie, I know that you went snooping around my bedroom, and don't worry, you are not in trouble. You found some photographs that were a little shocking, didn't you? I know it was probably very confusing for you to find pictures of your mommy without any clothes on, posing for the camera in a very provocative way. Did you like what you saw, baby boy? It's okay. You can tell me. And don't be afraid to say yes. You're a 12-year-old boy who's easily excited by a nude woman, even if it is your own mother. Your father took those pictures of me, sexy nude photos for your father. It's okay if you saw those pictures. Did you like seeing my curvy body? I'm sure it was very confusing, sweetie. But I want you to look at my body. In fact, I know you sneak glances at me all the time. I always felt you staring at my round ass and breast underneath my shirt. I'm sure you were very curious about my pussy as well. So different than your own private area. Even though I am your mother, I want you to understand that it's okay to be sexually attracted to me. I am sure your little penis got hard whenever you saw my nude photos. It's okay, son. It's natural. You're a growing young boy that can't help it. I know you spied on me and your sister too, whenever we were nude, and I was brushing your sister's hair. I bet you remember exactly what your 9-year-old sister looked like nude. can remember her flat chest, plump and smooth body, and that round little girl ass. It's okay, my sweet boy. You can be sexually attracted to your sister as well. It's completely normal for a young, horny boy like you. Really try and imagine your nude sister, her plush, young body. You're going to imagine your 9-year-old sister so much that it seems like she's in the room with me and you right now. Admire her long brown hair spilling down her back and shoulders, her completely flat chest and hairless body. I know how much you sit in your room and wink your little willy to me and your sister. No need to be embarrassed by your own body and desires. You find your mom and sister attractive, and mommy wants you to continue winking off to us. I think it's time mommy teaches you everything you need to know about sex. And who better to teach you these things than your own mother? Show mommy your hard erection. Go on, take off your pants and underwear. Mommy will take off my clothes too. Mommy and son, naked together. That's my good. What a beautiful penis my son has. So stiff and erect for his mother. Put your hand around it and move it up and down while I teach you something. That's a good boy. Up and down for mommy. Now, your cock will really like going in wet holes. It feels the best, even better than your hand. Me and your sister have several wet holes for you to use, and the first will be our mouth. That's right, sweetie. Your cock is going to go inside of your mother's mouth first. Don't panic. No need to be nervous. Just keep relaxing and breathing and let mommy take control. Enjoy how wet and warm mommy's mouth feels around your penis. Mommy loves the taste of your pretty cock. I can feel you throbbing inside of my mouth. Now it's your sister's turn. You see, son, I've already taught your sister how to suck on willies, and she's very good at it for being so young. Let your sister make your willy feel good. Can't you see her little 9-year-old mouth working your cock up and down, suckling and lapping your cock with her tongue? That's what makes you most excited, envisioning the sight of a young preteen sucking your cock. It's okay, sweet boy. You're sexually attracted and excited by little girls. Mommy will encourage you to give in to that feeling, starting with your own little sister and pure incest sex. Doesn't she look so pretty with a cock and her little girl mouth? And you are mommy's horny little boy. You are going to continue to let mommy guide you sexually, helping you satiate your depraved, perverted desires as a little boy and even as an adult. Now take your hand and stroke your sister's spit all over your cock. You see mommy's sexy pussy? This mysterious slit between my legs. This is the ultimate wet hole for cocks to use. And it makes mommy feel good too. Now I'm going to climb on top of you and take your virginity, sweet boy. Give you your first sexual intercourse with mommy's incest pussy. And it's going to be so wet and tight and will feel like the most perfect place for your cock. Are you ready, sweet boy? Are you ready for mommy's pussy? Just stay still and let mommy do all the work with my pussy. You feel your cock opening mommy's pussy lips. Accepting my own son's preteen cock. Here comes mommy's wet pussy. Doesn't it feel so slick and warm? Oh, you feel so good, baby. I can feel your hardness filling up my pussy, throbbing and twitching. Oh, yes, you're fucking your own mother, sweet boy. Forbidden. Hot incest sex. Your virginity is mine now, and you're so deep inside mommy, deep inside mommy's pussy. Oh, and from now on, I'm always mommy, and you're always mommy's horny good boy. You'll always be eager to follow mommy's lead, coming back again and again for more depraved sexual experiences. And your mommy seduces you sexually, stealing your virginity, changing the course
course of your sexuality as an adult. Oh, this is a life-changing moment right now, as your 12-year-old cock is getting milked by your mother's perverted but sexy pussy. Every sexual thought and desire will now be controlled by mommy, and I will turn you into a horny little pervert, corrupting you, giving you your perverted, super depraved thoughts. And this excites you too, knowing that mommy will now encourage you and turn you into a depraved little sex puppets. Yes, now let those little balls release a load into your mother. Oh, yes. Oh, I want that little boy incest scene inside my pussy. I'm going to count you down, sweet boy, and you'll have no choice but to flood my pussy with that delicious boy sperm. Here we go. Oh, 10. Mommy controls your cock now, and if I'm not encouraging you through trance, I want you wanking that cock furiously to the sickest desires and fantasies. 9. Your virginity was always mine. The moment you saw my nude photos, fantasizing and so curious about your own mother's body, now I'm fucking you, claiming you as my horny little pervert. 8. Mommy's pussy is like home, so warm, snug, and feels so good deep inside your mother's womb. 7. You have always been my little pervert, sweet boy, wanking away to your own sister and mother like a good boy. 6. We're going to take you so far, my good little pervert. Yes, I'm going to encourage you to give in to those hidden sexual urges, corrupting your sweet little mind to be even more twisted and perverted. 5. No longer are you the boy that spied and wanked in private. You're gonna be the pervert that fucks everyone he's not supposed to with my voice whispering and nudging you along right inside of your head. Oh, yeah. 4. You feel it building, don't you? That load is mommy's cum. Yes, it's all mine. And I'm gonna take every single drop inside of my pussy, swirling and marinating inside your own mother. Yeah. 3. Incest sex is just the beginning, sweet boy. You wanna fuck your sister, don't you? You want to fuck the hairless slit next. You're going to sign, or I'm going to watch and encourage you to rape your little sister. 2. Get ready, my horny little boy. Let mommy's sexy pussy pump that delicious boy. Come, I want it all. Yeah, yeah, yeah. 1. Come for mommy. Come deep inside of mommy's pussy. It feels so good. Feeling my own son flood my pussy with the sperm. That's a good boy. Yeah, spasm inside of mommy's pussy. Oh, hot gooey boy, come. And I didn't want to alarm you before, baby boy, but you're going to be mommy's good, good boy and clean up your mess too. Yes, that's right. I'm going to squat right above your face. Yes, and you're going to suck out your load from mommy's pussy, enjoying the concoction of your cum in mommy's pussy. Yes, you're going to love it, lapping and sucking on mommy's soft and warm pussy. There we go. Clean it up. That's a good boy. Clean up your mess with your tongue. Suck up that hot, creamy spunk mixed with mommy's delicious, sweet and salty pussy cream. You're such a good boy. And remember, Boys always clean up their messes, right? That's a good boy. That feels so good. Your little tongue working mommy's pussy. I want you to know that you've done such a good job for mommy. And I'm going to pull you out of trance soon. You're going to keep this memory deep into the core of your mind. The memory of mommy taking your virginity and claiming you. And you're going to associate my voice with your own mother's voice. So that in the future, anytime you hear my voice, you will automatically remember I'm your mommy. I'm going to count up to five, and when I get to five, you are going to be awake and back to your normal self. No longer 12 years old, but all grown up. One, you're feeling your body return to its normal state. Two, you're feeling refreshed and rejuvenated with sexual energy and satisfaction. Three, remembering everything I've implanted inside of your head. Two, opening your eyes. One, awake and feeling back to normal out of trance. This was a great session today, patient. Let's get the next one scheduled soon so we can explore more within hypnotherapy.